News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
As you will have heard on the news, Moya Brennan, the lead singer of Clannad, died peacefully yesterday, surrounded by her family at the age of 73. I'm joined on the line now by singer and songwriter Daniel O'Donnell. And Daniel, just looking through some of the obituaries that have been written about Moya Brennan, it's extraordinary the level of success and the level of productivity. I mean, millions of records sold, 30 albums, BAFTAs, Grammys. It's a remarkable career.
Yes, Anthony, yes, she had a with Clannad and solo career, had a huge success all over the world. And it's just such a sad day for everybody, none more than her husband Tim, and for Aisling and Paul, and for her mother Baba and all the family. They are the ones that have the greatest loss. You know, we have lost a friend, and many people have lost somebody that they admired in the music world. But she was just a gem of a person. You know, if you take away all the success, she was a beautiful individual, you know, to be in the presence of. And we were blessed, Magella and myself, you know, that we were able to spend time with her. And, you know, she'd be greatly, greatly missed. But as you said, her success, you know, I suppose the success of Clannad was, you know, it's unparalleled, because they brought, as well as singing, you know, English songs, they brought Irish songs and the Irish language and made them commonplace all over the world, you know. And that's a wonderful legacy to have, you know, to your name.
And I assume, Daniel, that created a great sense of pride in Gweedore specifically, and more broadly in Donegal.
Absolutely. And you know, in recent times, Moya has been a powerhouse here. And, you know, every month she had a night called Club Bio, where she invited young singers and musicians to come and sing like an open mic at Leo's Tavern. And it has become hugely successful. And the young people come, and it gives them a great platform, you know, to perform. And the presence of Moya, who you know, travelled the world, as we were talking about, and had notoriety musically all over the world. And yet she was able to give this time and encourage young people. And that was something that has been very, very important to her. She loved Donegal. She moved back here with Tim not long ago fully, which is sad that she didn't get to spend more time, you know, and the home that they had there and Dore. But that's the way God, I suppose, has it planned, and what can anybody do? But, you know, she just loved Donegal. She loved being at home. She loved her music, and she sang to the end.
And of course, she was most famous as a singer, but she was a fabulous harpist as well.
A brilliant harpist. And, you know, with Clannad as well, their creation of music and the compositions and the, you know, when you go back to the soundtracks that they did for Harry's Game and all, Robin Sherwood, and, you know, all of these. And then they brought the old traditional Irish songs. And all of this was married together.
And I suppose,
and
to some extent,
to the world.
We've been spoiled recently by the international success and the exportability of Irish music and Irish musicians. But to some extent, they paved the way for that. Because, as you say, the theme tune for the Robin of Sherwood, Harry's Game, was so massively internationally mm-hmm. successful. They were among the first to say, we can do this on an international scale.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can look at, I suppose, in a way that it's a different time now. There's social media, and you do something this second and the next second it's in Japan. In those days, it was a different ball game. It was a different avenue, and to make that leap was huge, you know. And they did it. They did it, you know, with incredible success. Everywhere, not just Japan, but everywhere. And, you know, their final tour took them all over the world. And They just had great success. And Moya, I can't stress what a nice person she was. I can't stress enough. And she was rooted in the earth. She was such a peaceful individual to be around. You know, she had a beautiful aura about her.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.